Good afternoon, Eastern Washington and fellow Patriots, and welcome to Patriot Radio, broadcasting live from deep inside the heart of the future Liberty State, brought to you once again by On Fire Ministries and the legacy of Dr. Stan Monteith, bringing you the story behind the story and the news behind the news. It's not about right or left. It's about right and wrong, about our hope not being in man, but in Jesus Christ, and about not just ending in prayer, but moving to action. The Gospel of the Kingdom, Ephesians 2:19-22. So then you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and are of God's household, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself, being the cornerstone, in whom the whole building, being fitted together, is growing into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together into a dwelling or habitation of God in the Spirit. Here's the encouraging word. This Sunday, 6 p.m., Riverfront Park, the Pavilion, Sean Foyt and Let Us Worship is going to be here in Spokane, Washington. Baptisms, worship, and much, much more happening down there at the Pavilion. We will see you all there. I'm going to make announcements throughout the show. And if you have never heard of Let Us Worship and Sean Foyt, they have been all over the country helping to transform this nation for Jesus Christ and into a kingdom of Jesus Christ. It's been amazing seeing the transformation in communities after Let Us Worship has come through. And I was talking to Sean here a couple weeks ago about the idea of what's happening in the world right now, and that we need to obey God rather than man in ministering to our fellow human beings. And so Let Us Worship is not just bringing the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is bringing it with courage, is bringing the gospel of the kingdom with courage. And that is what we need very much in our time. A lot of things happening right now, and it's going to get faster. I'm just going to tell you that up front. It's going to get faster. We're going to go through some of those things today on the intelligence brief here in just a little bit. But this is one of those situations where we're going to wake up one morning and the world is going to be dramatically different. There's so much happening every day. It's easy to get lost in that and learn, 2,000 things that really don't matter, when instead we're supposed to be keeping our eye on what is happening right now. So I'm going to paint a picture for you here in a second. But right now is also the time of the great harvest. This is the harvest. We need to be working. We need to be in the harvest field and working. Drawing close to our Lord and Savior, not being distracted by our own pettiness, not being distracted by our own thoughts of what should happen, but focusing on him and what he sees, what he says needs to happen. You know, true love out there is not sometimes very nice. True love, though, is kind. True love is always bringing the fruit of transformation. True love, as it says in the scripture, casts out all fear and worry and anxiety. It's not necessarily nice, though, when that happens, but it is kind. And if somebody is out there listening in Patriot Radio Land today across all of Eastern Washington, North Idaho, parts of Western Montana, Northeast Oregon, and far, far beyond, we even have listeners in New Zealand. If today you're experiencing that fear, worry, and anxiety because of what's happening in the world, his perfect love will drive it out. That's what's going to happen, but you got to let him do it. There are spirits that are seeking to influence people and undermine what the Lord is trying to do through his body. And you always can identify this because it happens, the undermining, right at a critical moment. People turn their back on President Trump. People try to undermine what the Congress is about to do. People try to undermine the election that's coming up because they know, those on the other side know, that this is going to flip and there's going to be accountability around the corner. So you understand that there are these evil spirits that are at work in this world, trying to influence and undermine, then come against that in your daily prayer time. Come against it strongly in your daily prayer time. And battle. Really, really take heed that spiritual warfare isn't something you do once in a while. Something you do every day, but especially in the time that we're in. Spiritual warfare is something that we do every day, especially in the time that we are in. And now for your daily intelligence briefing from the international front. I'm going to paint a picture here for you. Very clearly, it looks like we are in D-minus 60, D-minus 90 days from China invading Taiwan. I'm going to tell you why I believe there are more corroborating things that are happening with this. The first is, I got word the other day that there are some insurance companies that are changing policies. If you have examples of this, send them to me, and Travis will compile them from Facebook Messenger, Gab, or wherever you're viewing this right now or you're hearing this right now. So if you are not on a social media platform right now, just send us an email, media@spokaneonfire.church. But I'm getting word that insurance policies are changing now. And this is something that we saw happen in 2019. So I've talked before about some of the signals that happened that we knew something was coming in 2020. We just didn't know what exactly was going to happen. And it ended up being COVID. But there were certain signals that keyed that something was about to happen. And one of those signals was the changing of insurance policies to not pay out damages for disease. Now, just a few weeks ago, and I'm starting to get these reports that insurance policies are changing now not to pay out damages in the event of a cyber attack. Now, this fits with Chinese military doctrine in how they want to attack the United States. They will try to do fourth generation warfare first, part of which is cyber warfare, trying to degrade our ability to produce, our ability to distribute, our ability to function with our banks, and beyond that in the cyber realm. But that's not the only thing. There's also the political warfare that is happening, the battle of ideas and narratives. Now, President Trump said something a while back that a lot of people missed. And Travis, we can find that later and tag it on the social media sites. It would be really awesome. Put it underneath the video. President Trump said he was a wartime president. And a lot of people didn't understand what he meant by that. We are already at war with China and Russia. It's a fourth generation war. It is also a fifth generation war that is happening right now. So this queue of cyber attacks potentially being a main thing that's going to happen was also borne out in Ukraine. Prior to the invasion, Russia did massive cyber attacks against the Ukrainian government, Ukrainian industry, Ukrainian financial system. So start looking for that right now. On the regional front, there was a grain storage facility near, I believe, Pendleton, Oregon, recently that burned. And this is another in a rash of these things that have happened across the United States. Now, a lot of people are arguing, what was the cause? I don't care what the cause was. This has a strategic impact regardless. So we're seeing that right now. Now, back onto other cues that are happening right now. Another cue that we've already talked about on this show is that there would be an uptick of civil unrest by Chinese proxies to try to sow discord and chaos here in the United States of America and outside of our borders. Now, this is happening just this last week. Started in Panama, but then also there are now cartel-based riots, roadblocks, fires being set, destruction happening right on the border with the United States down near Tijuana. And there's other towns that are involved too, but right in that area. So this is something we've been looking for. This is another cue. The Chinese are trying to prepare for more unrest here in the United States as they prepare for this invasion of Taiwan. So keep watching that and watching what's happening. Now, I'm going to go next to, and I know that some people don't like Twitter, but here's the deal. It is easy to use on some of this stuff. And so my Twitter feed has the most information. Travis and Sawyer are going to be cross-posting as much as they can. But if you want to go and make sure you don't miss something, it's on the Twitter feed right now. From Indo-Pac News, this shows the Taiwanese surface-to-surface missiles and the locations of important targets. I want to highlight a couple things. First of all, Beijing and Shanghai are within Taiwan's radius for their missiles. And so clearly, some of those things will be struck immediately. This is not like Ukraine. Taiwanese are fighting for their very existence. In addition to that, and coming to us before I get, I'm going to go back up to a few of these other things that are on the national front here. But this is very fascinating. J. Michael Waller, Putin has not declassified any of the KGB or CPSU files pertaining to Soviet state sponsorship of terrorists. For those that have analyzed the former Soviet Union, we know that the Balashika training camp trained in the hijacking of airplanes, various Islamic terror groups in the Middle East. They learned there, Ayman al-Zawahiri, connected directly there, among others. Now, Yasser Arafat was one of them as well with the PLO. So we know this. And why he's saying that is that because the Congress is considering saying that Russia is a state sponsor of terror, well, that is actually accurate and historical and has been. That's not. This is outside of all of the politics. Is somebody trying to provoke somebody, somebody not. This is a historical reasoning here that he is bringing up. In addition to that, coming to us from Open Source Intelligence, Russia's Putin says in a letter to North Korea's Kim Jong-un that Russia is agreeable to strengthening ties with North Korea. Well, it's already happening, and the North Koreans have committed to sending help to Russia in the Ukrainian war. In addition to that, from Open Source Intelligence, China has begun a new set of military drills around Taiwan as U.S. lawmakers visit Taiwan 12 days now, I guess, on from Nancy Pelosi's visit. Also, coming to us from Open Source Intelligence, Russian forces appear to be withdrawing from areas west and north of Kherson for unknown reasons. Well, part of those reasons clearly have to be these attacks on two airfields, one in Crimea and the other one in Belarus, that the Russians thought were outside of any strike capability by the Ukrainians. It looks like the game has changed a little bit there. There's debate on whether it was Ukrainian-made long-range high-precision artillery or whether it was Ukrainian special forces. Again, candidly, irrelevant, the delivery system. Fact is, those targets were struck and struck very effectively. So the Russians seem to be consolidating. This also points to preparation for an invasion of Taiwan. In other words, the Russians are consolidating their positions prior to the invasion. If we see a downturn in military activity on the Ukrainian front, that's a very good indicator, again, that something else is about to happen. And when that does happen, then the Russians will attack again. So they may just be in a consolidation phase right now, waiting for what the Chinese are about to do. Also on the international front, coming to us from Center for Security Policy, Biden's handlers released 324 unvetted Afghan evacuees on terror watch lists into the United States. Travis, I got to tell you something. If that's not intentional, I don't know what it. These people literally came through an airport with facial recognition. Okay. So if that's the case, then we have to ask ourselves, is this intentional to sow more chaos and foment more chaos inside the United States prior to China invading Taiwan? One more indicator of this is this horrific stabbing attack of Salman Rushdie. Now, he wrote the Satanic Verses talking about the Quran and some verses that were taken out because they didn't fit the narrative. Now, if you don't know anything about that, I'll talk about that probably on a different show. And when we get John Guandolo on, we're going to talk about this from understanding the threat. But suffice to say that it appears also that jihadi elements here inside the United States have been given the green light to go operational. And so we're very likely to see other jihadi terrorist attacks inside the United States as well, again, in this run-up to when the Chinese invade Taiwan. Now, I want to highlight one other thing as well, and it's this. Andy Ngo tweeted this. Earlier this week, a Muslim migrant from Afghanistan was arrested as the suspect in serial killings of four Muslim men in Albuquerque, New Mexico, that shocked the country. The killings were first blamed by leftists and Islamists on phantom Islamophobic far-right white supremacists, but the problem was it wasn't. I highlight this because very likely in the coming weeks, there is going to be attempts again to try to do some sort of false flag potentially, or just the narrative smearing that's been going on of patriots and Christians here in the United States of America. And I'm going to back this up right now by what is already happening. We're first going to start with President Trump. So Kash Patel came out very clearly, very strongly, and said, hey, listen, President Trump had those documents at Mar-a-Lago because he had already declassified them and actually had a standing order that documents that were removed to his home were declassified. So they're running out of reasons right now. And we see from this warrant that there's a whole lot of questions. What are they really seeking to do? Well, like we've said on the show, what they're seeking to do is eventually indict and arrest President Trump, probably right before the election and right before the invasion of Taiwan. And they believe that if they strike the shepherd, the sheep will scatter. Well, they don't understand the movement that is happening here in America if they believe that. And all of the evidence here already shows clearly that this is nothing to do with the documents that are there. It has everything to do with attacking President Trump and smearing patriots and Christians in America prior to what is very likely the plan, a third world war. Now, I want to go back up to underscore this. There's been several tweets out there about this that I'm just going to pick a couple, but just showing kind of the narrative that is coming against Christians. The first one is this idea, and this came from an article in The Atlantic, but Jack Posobiec was out there talking about this, and it says, now they are attacking Christian prayer as a hate act. You know what comes next, what always comes next. What he is talking about is the progression of tyranny that always come after Christians. The communists always come after Christians. And when they can't stop people, then they eventually try to shut down churches, and then they try to come after them with legal reasons, then eventually they try to come after them with treason reasons and try to throw Christians in prison. This happens in every country, every time, in generally that order, and sometimes at the same time. It's not like it's like one stops and the other starts. It happens simultaneously. But what he was referring to is this article by The Atlantic that says how extremist gun culture is trying to co-opt the rosary. So now they're saying, and this is Kyle Schideller, is saying this, and I agree, their firebombs are speech, but your rosary is violence. Well, I don't believe in necessarily praying the rosary. I'm very much about prayer, but they have a right to pray in whatever manner they would like to pray in our country. And here they're making the rosary synonymous with violence. This is how they do it. This is the demonization of a subgroup of people. And This has happened in so many countries, and it's kind of mind-boggling to me that Americans don't understand what is happening. This happened in the Middle East. It happened in communist countries. They demonize Christians. They try to paint Christians as violent subversives. They want to take down the government. And then they use excuses to sue them into oblivion, take away, by all kinds of pretexts, their property and their wealth. And then if that doesn't work, to try to starve them out and put them in prison. The Great Leap Forward, Stalin, just hello to more, but there was Kazakhstan and many other places where the Soviets did this. They starved people in the millions to death. And then you had the Great Leap Forward with Mao Zedong. Tens of millions died. And all of this is happening right now, right at a point when it looks like World War III is also going to take off. So I want everybody out there to understand this, that we're about to see things happen quickly. They're going to try this, but there's also things that are going to be exposed. And John Solomon tweeting out about whistleblowers revealed widespread FBI misconduct ahead of Trump raid. And then now all the facts coming out about that. And everybody asking the right question, why has Hunter Biden not been investigated thoroughly, and why has his stuff not been raided? I mean, this just makes sense. And the emails that are now coming out about Hunter Biden and the direct ties to the Chinese communists at the highest level, our mortal enemy. So what the communists and Marxists try to do is they will try to project onto us what they're actually doing themselves. So as soon as you start seeing them saying Christians are treasonous, patriots are treasonous, oh wait, Travis, that already happened 2 weeks ago when they published that FBI bulletin that said if you have a Gadsden flag, that might be a militia violent extremist. You see what they're doing? They're trying to project onto us what they have been doing themselves. And the fact of the matter is that the left here in America has been in bed with the Russians and in bed with the Chinese for decades, and they're trying to paint now onto God-fearing Christians and patriots that we are actually the ones that support them. So don't fall into the narrative trap here. They have to try to distance themselves from the people who they're actually working with to make it believable to the mass of Americans that they really are trying to fight the Chinese and they're trying to fight the Russians. Look, if they're not trying to fight communism at all, a lot of these people at heart are communists. And we shouldn't shy away from that. This is literally what they believe. And the Communist Party USA and the RevCom, Revolutionary Communist Party, were in very close proximity to people like AOC and others on camera here very recently. So this isn't like this is speculation. We have pictures. You have ties here locally to a leader in the Communist Party USA, Judith LeBlanc, 2015. She was a keynote speaker at the Peace Justice Action League of Spokane. You have direct ties. The next year, by the way, Sean Vestal was a moderator on one of their panels with, by the way, sharing the stage with a member of the Council on American Islamic Relations, which, as we know through the Holy Land Foundation trial and through a book by the title, Care is Hamas in America. So it's not like these ties are not known. And it's not like these ties haven't been proven in court like they were in the Holy Land Foundation trial, where Care was listed as one of the unindicted co-conspirators and was upheld on appeal. We're talking about things now that every American should be sharing and educating their friends and family on, and not just sitting back watching what happened. Okay, so on the regional front, before I get to the last thing, a couple things very quickly. And I'm going to jump back up to the national front on one thing. So this is not rational. It's coming from libs of TikTok. Boston Children's Hospital says that toddlers can know they're transgender. And there's a video about this. This is insane. Gender is determined in 99.99% of the cases by the presence or absence of a Y chromosome, not as this video claims to say, people, toddlers refusing a haircut or playing with opposite gender toys. My goodness gracious. All right. That brings me to Dr. Simone Gold. And this is really disturbing. This was tweeted out by Claire Lopez, former CIA operative, part of a group of great Americans that are shining the light on it. But anyway, Dr. Simone Gold said that she's seeing signs in prison. She's serving jail time right now that make her concerned for her safety. So please be praying for Dr. Simone Gold. She is a great patriot and has been vindicated in so many ways over this whole COVID nonsense that's been going on. And she had been talking about the truth for a long time. And she actually had come here to Spokane, Washington. And we had the opportunity to interview her and talk with her. And she's a fantastic patriot who has put her life and her career on the line to get the truth out to everyone. All right, I'm going to end with this. Sunday, 6 p.m., Riverfront Park, the Pavilion, Sean Foyd and Let Us Worship. Invite your friends and family. This is going to be huge. Get there early. We're already seeing thousands of people interested in this. There's only enough capacity there for 5,000 people. So get there early and be a part of this transformational movement for Spokane, Washington. This is going to ignite the fire of Spokane, Washington for Jesus Christ. And I love it. Sean is pumped. We just had a meeting today, kind of one of our final meetings today about this. And it's just so awesome that we get to do this here and people being healed, set free, baptized, giving their lives to Jesus, and getting set free of addiction, pornography. It's amazing what happens at the Let Us Worship events. So please get there early, bring your friends, bring your family, and if you need, just go out into the street and invite people. You're at the grocery store, invite people. And share the video. Travis is going to put a link to it underneath the broadcast today. Share the video, the promotional video that we just put up for it, myself and Pastor Gabe Blomgren here at On Fire Ministries, and spread the word. God bless you, and we're going to see you there. All right, that's the briefing. And remember, the antidote to dependency and socialism is to be a God-fearing, self-reliant, freedom-loving American. Remember, we are on Gab, MeWe, Getter, and all of the right social media platforms, including now Clout Hub, which a lot of people are moving to. It's really user-friendly, Travis, and a lot of people have been recommending us. We're on Clout Hub now as well. Patriot Radio is also on iTunes, Podbean, Spotify, and Amazon, and you can hear a replay of this across the entire American Christian Network, 9 o'clock, Tuesday and Thursday night. And remember, too, Epic Times, promo code Patriot Radio. Epic Times is doing a fantastic job about a lot of these things that we're talking about. Make sure you go to the places that are publishing the truth, like Epic Times. Again, promo code Patriot Radio. You get a discount, and it's a great organization to help support. All right. It is my honor to introduce for the first time here on Patriot Radio, Dr. Elizabeth Valete. She is a 2014 Ellis Island Medal of Honor recipient for her national and international education efforts in health, wellness, and endocrine aging in men and women. She also is an independent physician in medical practice in Arizona and Texas, and is the president and CEO of Truth for Health Foundation, a 501c3 public charity, which brings telemedicine and telehealth services into churches and community groups. I want to mention one more thing as well. She is the co-author, along with Dr. Peter McCullough, of a book that we're going to talk about right now, and COVID-19 protocols. I should just call them protocols, but she has been on the leading edge of the truth in regards to what has been happening to us here in America and around the world. Doctor, it is great to have you on Patriot Radio today. How are you doing? And Travis, if she's talking, I cannot hear.
We do have her with us, but it appears she can't hear us.
There we go. Can you hear me now? Nope.
I'll text her.
Okay. We're going to try to work through that, and I'm going to continue with some of her bio here very quickly because I think it's important that, you know, we like to bring on the experts in all the different fields. We had Sam Faddis on here a couple weeks ago.
My volume is all the way up.
Ah, there we go. We have you now.
I have my earbuds in, but I don't hear him.
Can you hear us now, Dr. Vliet? So she is the co-author and editor of the Guide to COVID Early Treatment Options to Stay Out of the Hospital and Save Your Life. You can find that at truthforhealth.org. We're going to put that link in the post here underneath the broadcast. Again, truthforhealth.org, and it's the patient guide and treatment guide. The important part of this is that the doctors who were right are now being vindicated. The CDC is even admitting right now. They're even admitting right now that a lot of what they talked about just was not accurate. And so we have to ask ourselves, as the monkeypox, and actually, I'm sorry, K is silent, the moneypox epidemic comes to the fore, what really is this all about? Now, I want to bring up one other warning right now, and I'm just going to do this while we're trying to get the this electronic stuff here squared away. But there is actually a warning. We got this in from Alerts USA here just recently. A geomagnetic storm watch is in effect for 17 to 19 August. So a geomagnetic storm watch in effect for 17 to 19 August due to coronal high-speed stream and coronal mass ejection. G3 or strong conditions are expected. So protect your electronic equipment. This is, again, coming 17 through 19 August. And, again, the strong conditions expected on the 18th of August, right in the middle of that. Those who are on the ham radio networks, share this with your friends on the networks that this is coming. They probably already know about it, but don't assume anything. Make sure that they do end up finding out. All right. So we're trying to still figure this out. I'm going to go back to your intelligence briefing today as we do this. Again, this is great for live radio. This kind of stuff happens sometimes. And I'm going to pull this back up right now. We're going to go to a couple of other things that have been in the news here recently in regards to China and Taiwan. So I want to get into a couple of details right now. First of all, there are now two U.S. carrier groups moving into the Pacific. Now, one of the things that they generally look for as a precursor to war are three carrier groups in the same general vicinity. And it doesn't have to be all U.S. This can be U.S. and allied carrier groups. So we're going to be looking for this in the same general vicinity in and around or near Taiwan. Also, China has announced that even though its drills in Taiwan are complete, it is restarting drills around Taiwan. And so this just all smacks of an attempt to set everything up. And if you look where they're doing their drills, they're right off of either a Taiwanese naval base or they're right off of a Taiwanese port. So these are very clear indicators that the Chinese are establishing a net around Taiwan. Also want to mention that this is coming to us from Indopac News as well, that foreign firms in Taiwan are now drawing up exit plans for staff and assets. So foreign companies in Taiwan are drawing up these plans to evacuate people and assets following these continuation of military drills. And again, this gets to the, you know, the guys that are in insurance and kind of in the futurist realm, they look out. And so we see this stuff starting to happen. These are all, again, cues and indicators. But one of the bigger cues that I have seen recently is that the Chinese economy may in fact be collapsing. And Investment Watch actually had an article on this that there are many indicators right now that Chinese firms may be collapsing. Now, I find this interesting because this comes right on the heels of something that I was sharing earlier today. This came from Forward Observer, and some other sources corroborated this, that China's largest state-owned companies are announcing delisting from the New York Stock Exchange. So China's five largest state-backed companies. Hear what I just said. China's five largest state-backed companies. PetroChina Limited, China Life Insurance Company, China Petroleum and Chemical Company, Aluminum Corporation of China, and Sinopec Shanghai Petrochemical Company announced their intention to delist from the New York Stock Exchange. These five companies represent more than $300 billion in market cap. This announcement comes after American regulators demanded full access to inspect financial records of the Chinese-based companies. And the reason they did is because during the Trump administration, business executives in coordination with government officials were manipulating financials and dumping massive losses onto U.S. investors. That's why they were looking into this. So the Chinese now delisting from the New York Stock Exchange. One more cue, five largest companies, one more cue, something is happening very, very soon. All right, Dr. Valit, do we have you on now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Fantastic. Matt. Isn't it wonderful when technology works right? I love it.
Oh, yes. Yes. Well, it worked fine for the sound check, and then I couldn't hear you to come in.
Sometimes it happens. Well, welcome to Patriot Radio. Let's just jump right in. I've already introduced the listeners that with Dr. Peter McCullough, you're the co-author of The Guide to COVID Early Treatment, Options to Stay Out of the Hospital and Save Your Life, among many other things that you've done. We want to know the truth about the monkeypox. what's really going on here?
Well, yeah, you're right in that it's moneypox or the pharmaceutical companies and the patent holders, but monkeypox. And by the way, they may be trying to change the name because everybody's making fun of this one. So just be aware that they are trying to hoodwink us again. But monkeypox is primarily a disease that was never really outside of Africa until the spring of 2022, following the big gay pride event in the Canary Islands, because it is transmitted primarily 98% by men having sex with men. It's transmitted by bodily fluids. It's not a respiratory virus. And then bisexual men infect women via the vaginal mucosa when the semen is ejaculated into the vagina. So it's more technically, it's properly described medically as a sexually transmitted disease. So if you're not a man having sex with men and promiscuous sex and anonymous sex partners, it's not really something you have to worry about. The reason they're making a big deal out of monkeypox is that they are using this as the pretext for the declaration that Tedros made on July 23rd that monkeypox is a public health emergency of international concern. That's the legal buzzword for activating the international health agreements that were signed in 2005 by 196 countries. It puts World Health Organization in charge of the public health response in the WHO's dictatorial powers that we saw under the COVID pandemic. So it's very ominous. They're using a non-threat. And in fact, the majority of the committee members for the WHO voted against it being a public health emergency. Tedros, who has no medical training, made that decision on his own. And you can see the political ramifications of that. But Matt, the thing that your listeners need to understand that's of more concern here in the United States, with the Biden's administration declaring this as a public health emergency in the U.S., what most people don't realize is that the 2022 National Defense Authorization Act has moved the U.S. public health response under the Department of Defense. That means that enforcement of monkeypox mass vaccination efforts can be carried out by the Department of Defense using the military under the guise of the public health emergency. That is very ominous because the monkeypox shot that the FDA quietly approved without very much clinical data in September 2019 can be the Trojan horse that is being used for compulsory vaccinations to get vaccinated, a shot in every arm, as they keep saying, for all the people that did not get the COVID shot. And the monkeypox shot also has a very high risk of smallpox. Like the smallpox vaccine, has a high risk of myocarditis and pericarditis. So we already know that the smallpox, monkeypox shots that were developed have a high risk of complications. But even worse than that is that about a month ago, the FDA quietly announced that they were not going to be requiring pharmaceutical manufacturers, vaccine manufacturers, to disclose new ingredients, new components, or to have more clinical trials for modifications that they make on these shots. So that means that we really, as the public, have no protection from the FDA that they're supposed to do, and we have no way to know what is really in the shots they are claiming are the monkeypox, smallpox shot. So I urge people to consider the model that Martin Luther King showed us in the 60s civil rights movement, peaceful noncompliance, civil disobedience, resistance to unlawful orders, mandates. It is illegal in the U.S. to mandate a medical treatment. And if you look at the warnings on the smallpox, monkeypox shots, pregnant women and those people who have a history of heart disease should not be getting it, and it's illegal to mandate something against medical advice. So they actually are breaking their own rules. The FDA is not following its own regulations to look out for the public safety. It's a very ominous situation we're facing with this.
It is, and we're not going to get into the case of the human-to-dog transmission because that's one of the more disturbing articles I've read in my recent time on the radio. But I just see this as just this other opportunity to implement control mechanisms. And in the fact that it is coming from an Ethiopian communist who is engaged in some very concerning, and I'm putting it very diplomatically, activities in Ethiopia, who doesn't have really any medical training other than he knows the right people, we look at this and we understand that something is coming. And a lot of these court cases that are being decided now have vindicated those of us who stood up against some of the more ridiculous parts of the COVID mandates. In particular, you know, being an NBC-trained, nuclear, biological, and chemical-trained officer in the United States Army, seeing masks being foisted on people and knowing that it's like a chain link fence trying to stop a mosquito, we stood up to this stuff. But yet many Americans did unfortunately go along with this. And I think that now is the time to continue to spread this information, but also to prompt people to action. And as you said, civil disobedience. So what should people be doing at the local level to try to address this and get in front of this ahead of time with their county commissioners and other local elected officials so that we don't go back through what we just came out of? Because I just have a feeling that it's going to be a heck of a lot worse this time around, that they're going to be even more draconian than they were the first time.
Well, I think you're right. And quite frankly, the public health officials at the local level have all been corrupted to follow the political narrative. I think people are going to just simply have to peacefully resist new mask requirements. Just don't wear the mask. I think people are going to have to peacefully resist getting a shot. Don't go line up at the vaccination centers they're going to try and roll out. If you're not a high-risk male having sex with multiple sexual partners, you're not at risk of monkeypox. We have a monkeypox fact sheet on our website, truthforhealth.org, and it goes through what the symptoms are, what the treatment options are, how do you avoid it, and it's very simple. You avoid contact with the bodily fluids of somebody who's infected. It's not a respiratory virus, and a mask is not going to prevent monkeypox, even if they try to start forcing people to wear the mask again.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about mandatory vaccinations. I've been fighting those here in Washington State for a long time, back in the state legislature and continuing now. And one thing that I've seen along this trend is that it doesn't even matter what the epidemic is. It just matters that everybody comply and get vaccinated. When, as you said, in some cases that just doesn't even make sense just in general terms. But again, in this specific situation, why would somebody get vaccinated against something that they can easily avoid? I mean, that just does not make any sense. And why then would you make it mandatory? And then why would you say, oh, you can't look at the ingredients? I mean, that's like driving down the freeway in rural North Dakota and pulling up to the diner there that says good food on the sign, right? And going in and eating and getting sick and going, I wonder how that happened, right? We should, as informed consent, know what we are putting in our bodies. I mean, that should just be a basic principle.
Well, they are not giving informed consent for the COVID shots or likely for the monkeypox, smallpox shot. People who were vaccinated for smallpox years ago are more likely to be cross-immune to monkeypox anyway. And those who've already gotten the COVID shot, if you get the smallpox, monkeypox combination shot, you are much more likely to experience major heart damage because of the additive effect of the two of them causing damage to the heart. And it's simply not necessary. We didn't need the COVID shot. The whole pandemic was organized as a plandemic to push people to get a shot that decreases immune function, causes inflammation, causes death, and causes damage to all the organs in the body. They knew that before they rolled it out. People should go and listen to the interviews with Dr. David Martin, who outlines the criminal actions of the co-conspirators in our own government agencies and our own Department of Defense, who knew what they were doing at the time they did it. And that case that he and his team of lawyers have filed as a criminal case in Utah, people should go and look at prosecutenow.com and look at the filing of the case in Utah. It reads like a horror story of planning to cause death and destruction and damage to our military. The American public needs to stand up against the tyranny, and they're going to use this as another means of controlling the population, as you said a few minutes ago.
And weakening the U.S. military prior to a likely global conflict, which, you know, I just...
Exactly right.
Yeah, stunning. It's just stunning. I want to talk about resources now in the last few minutes that we have left. Where can people go to find out more information? And if you were going to say, hey, read these things first or go here first, where would you send folks?
Go to www.truthforhealth.org. Click on Vaccine Injury Resources. We have a vaccine injury treatment guide that's a 20-page booklet put in your email, download the guide, print it, and use those approaches to treatment if you've been injured with any vaccine, but particularly the COVID shot, and use those as preventive steps to help avoid getting viral illnesses of all kinds, including monkeypox. Click on the 5G and your health resources. Click on the Citizens Vaccine Injury Reporting System that we've created. File your injury report so that you have a voice. Click on the link that says Faith Over Fear Seminar. Join our Faith Over Fear Seminar every Thursday night at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time via Zoom. And we are teaching you action steps to prepare for the chaos, things you can do to stay healthy and protect you, your home, your family.
One interesting case that just came to my attention in the last couple minutes we have left. Somebody went into the hospital. They were in a severe collision, and they were given a blood transfusion, and the blood that they were given was vaccinated blood, COVID vaccinated blood. Is there anything people can do that have come into a situation like that where it's really no fault of their own, but now they're facing a situation where they have something in their body that they probably would not have consented to had they known it before it was given to them?
I would urge people to read all of the information we've put together medically in our vaccine injury treatment guide, because those people who receive a transfusion that is sourced from vaccinated people have the circulating lipid nanoparticles and circulating spike protein components. And our vaccine injury treatment guide gives you ways to reduce the damage. And these things work. I'm treating patients in my own practice who have complications of the vaccine. And the reason we put the guide together is because I knew it worked. I'm using these approaches with my patients.
Dr. Elizabeth Vliet, thank you for joining me on Patriot Radio today. We'd love to have you back on again. And thank you for all the work that you're doing and getting the truth out. Keep up the fight.
Thank you so much, Matt. I appreciate being here. And we urge people to donate to support our legal defense of our military. We just funded grants for 7 cadets in the last few days.
Awesome. Travis will make sure we're going to put up some of these things that we've been talking about on the thread underneath the broadcast. And again, thank you so much. We'll have you on again soon.
Great. Thanks so much. Keep up the great work.
All right. Dr. Elizabeth Vliet, truthforhealth.org, truthforhealth.org. Check it out. And again, for not just people in early COVID treatments, they have also resources for those who have been vaccine injured. And, I just gave that one scenario here about somebody that had received a blood transfusion. It was vaccinated blood. A lot of people haven't thought about this yet. Well, it's not hopeless. Check out the site. Travis is putting up some of that information. And if it's not up there already, it will be very shortly. So check that out underneath the broadcast. I want to, again, end today just by encouraging you, come down Sunday, 6 o'clock p.m. Let Us Worship. And Sean Foyt going to be here in Spokane, Washington at Riverfront Park in the Pavilion. And get involved in the community here. The solution is Jesus Christ. And we want to see this city on fire for Jesus. It's the solution to homelessness. It's the solution to addiction. It's the solution to healthcare problems. It is the solution, Jesus Christ. You know, the time that we've been put in is quite an honor. But we actually have to step out in faith and understand that God is God, and He wants us to step out. He wants us to be part of this. He wants us to be His hands and feet in the community. And the more that we establish these connections locally, wherever you're listening to Patriot Radio from, the more that we establish these connections locally, the more that we organize locally, the quicker we win. The Achilles heel of what the globalists and the communists and the jihadis are trying to do is that they have to have local proxies go along with this stuff to enforce and implement it. And if the local level is patriotic, Christian, and involved and active, they can't win. They can't. Now, they might get some big cities. They aren't going to get the places that produce the food. They're not going to get the places that produce the cheap electricity. They're not going to get the places where the values and traditions and culture that have made this country great. Christianity. They're never going to stop it. They're never going to crush it. But it all starts at the local level. So make sure you are getting involved and getting organized locally. Now, for those of you that are not prepared, you have not stocked up any food, go to Gab, and you can go to @MattShea, and underneath there is a whole list. It's actually five lists of different preparedness items. Again, it just gets you started. Make sure you are prepared for what's coming and be prepared spiritually. If you don't have a church or you're visiting Spokane, come down to On Fire Ministries 10 a.m. on Sunday. Get filled up. Get edified. We've been talking about vision, and we're going to be talking about more of walking that out and what that looks like in the kingdom, especially in this time. Because the apostles and prophets longed to see the time that you and I are in. And every time there's a great apostasy, there's also a great awakening that happens at the same time. And that is a true message of hope. This is Matt Shea. Thank you for joining me today on Patriot Radio. May God